SBS عربي 24.
Who do you think has better chances and who's going to lead the Labour Party in the right direction, Bowen or Albanese?
Well, it might also be other candidates that may nominate before Friday. Mm-hmm. Jim Chalmers, I think you mentioned in the introduction, yep, is a possibility, and possibly another candidate. We don't know. I think whoever leads the party has to really lead, I think, in the fashion of someone like Bob Hawke, who was the former member in my electorate. Bob passed away the day before the election. Sadly, he couldn't make it to the election day. He was someone who created a legacy for this country because he reached out across to all Australians, not just a few. And I think the Labor Party was very successful in that era because it was supporting multiculturalism, it was supporting a fair go, it was supporting aspiration, people who wanted to achieve and succeed, particularly the migrants that came to this country. He gave my family, a migrant family, we had access to housing, public housing. We had access to health care, no, and Medicare, which Bob Hawke put in place, and we had access to education. And the education gave us an opportunity to succeed in this country. No. And Bob, that's Bob's legacy for millions of us to succeed in this country. And I think that the new Labor leader has to really take that example and be a party and be a potentially a government for all Australians and for the success of all Australians.
But a lot of people did draw some links and some similarities between Bill Shorten and Bob Hawke. You know, Bill Shorten is a former union leader. He tried to win the campaign or win the election on the basis of a class war, a fair go to all Australians. So even his policies were very revolutionary in terms of class action and in terms of supporting workers. Still, the Labor Party lost. What do you think went wrong?
Well, firstly, Bill Shorten was a tremendous leader of the party. He united a party some people don't remember, but 6 years ago was very, very dysfunctional, had gone through the leadership contests of Rudd and Gillard, and Bill became the leader and against all expectations united the party. He united the party. There was strong morale, there was strong consistency, there was policy development. It was very brave to put a lot of policies out. I think with the election result, which shocked everyone, really, there was a number of factors. Obviously, some of the tax policies, the tax reforms that were put out were very complicated and weren't explained, I think, sufficiently to Australians. We need to have a clean slate on that. We need to start again and look at all of our policies with the new leadership, of course. But there was also Clive Palmer, who spent $60 million and really hurt and did a deal with Scott Morrison in Queensland and other parts of the country, which hurt Labor. And a lot of Labor voters, blue-collar voters, voted that way, and we lost them. And also, I think there's a need for that strong narrative about what it is we stand for. It is a fair go for all, but I think it has to be appealing to the aspirational voter as well. Everyone wants to succeed. We have to create that equality of opportunity that my family got.
Mm-hmm. Peter, one last thing that we need to ask you about. The newly elected parliament has been described as a white boys club. It's not necessarily reflecting the multicultural Australia we're living today. What do you think we should do to better represent multicultural Australia in the parliament?
Well, I have been a very passionate supporter of multiculturalism, obviously as a migrant. I used to be a Victorian Multicultural Commissioner. I worked at SBS before I entered parliament. And I have been advocating for multiculturalism and the diversity as a strength of this country for decades. And in Parliament, I have worked very hard to protect in the law Section 18C, which is in the Racial Discrimination Act, against any vilification within the communities. I've worked hard to oppose Peter Dutton and some of the policies of the Liberal government that would seek to, I think, discriminate against migrants and new migrants, and particularly, and refugees in the Parliament. And so that's an important role. I think the other answer to that is we are already a multicultural country. We are already a diverse country. And frankly, you pointed out correctly that the Australian Parliament does not reflect the diversity of the Australian population. It was only in 2016 that Anne Ali and I, we changed the face of, literally, of the Australian Parliament, where there was no representation from people of a African-Australian or Middle Eastern background at all. You look at the statistics there, you know, said 48 or 50% of Australians are either born overseas or have a parent born overseas.
Absolutely.
But in the Australian Parliament, it's like 2 or 3% represented from those non-Anglo backgrounds. Some Chinese background like Penny, some Italian like Albanese, some Greek Australians like Maria Van Vakenu and myself and Anne Ali. From our backgrounds, it's a very small number.
Small steps, very hopefully, in the right direction. Thank you so much, Peter.
أخبرونا برأيكم. قيموا هذا البودكاست على الآيتيونز. إنها ستساعد الآخرين في العثور علينا.